Welcome to a podcast brought to you by the American Academy of Orthopedic Manual Physical Therapists. Our academy is a national organization committed to excellence in orthopedic manual physical therapy practice, education, and research. And we're here to explore a wide range of topics with you through interviews with content experts.
Hello, my name is Stephen Schaefer, and I'm pleased to bring to you another great interview. Today's guest is Steve Rodriguez. He is a Doctor of Physical Therapy student currently enrolled at the University of St. Augustine for Health Sciences. More importantly, with respect to today's conversation, he is the current president of the AOP Student SIG. One of the reasons that Steve became the Student SIG president was to help raise awareness for a platform that facilitates student inclusion activities. Steve, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Hey, how are you doing, Dr. Schaefer? Thank you for having me on.
Well, we're excited to have you on. And to answer your question, I'm doing very well today. And why don't we dive right in and start by having you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm in my final year at the University of St. Augustine. Something that has always attracted me as a student is student activity, student involvement, something that I'm very passionate about as a student of the University of St. Augustine. More importantly, it's just one of those professional goals that I have to continue after I graduate with being involved with, you know, certain academies, certain associations, such as AOPT, which is a unique experience to me because coming from my university, we have a long-standing history with AOPT. So it seemed like the most natural progression for me to go as a student. And it was kind of like a pinnacle moment for me when I got appointed into this position because I really, really wanted to know more about AOP, but more importantly, how things work inside the academy. And this is where I'm at now.
That's great. And we're glad to have you on board. And let's just take that a little bit further. Some of our listeners, many of whom I know are students, may not be all that familiar with the concept of what a special interest group is. So can you introduce us in particular to the Student SIG and tell us what its purpose is?
Sure. So just a general definition of a SIG, it's, you know, it's a group that shares a special interest and a part of education, you know, that for us being physical therapy. So in particular, there's a lot of different types of SIGs, but more importantly, we're talking about the AOP Student SIG. And the purpose of this SIG is ultimately to be a representation of student involvement where PT students can participate in activities relative to, you know, their interests with AOP. So it's really just a great platform to learn more about AOP, but it actually provides students with an opportunity to explore more about the advancement of orthopedic manual physical therapy.
And I know the answer to this might seem a little bit obvious, but who does the student special interest group serve?
Sure. So we are comprised of a national student board, like myself. We have some other officers. Right now we have John Morgan, who is the vice president of AOP Student SIG. He's from University of Maryland. And then we have our newly appointed members, Kyle Onimus from University of Colorado, and just recently Stephanie Neese from Radford University. So this is part of the National Student Board, and this is basically our executive board, and we're looking for some other officers here shortly. But what we do is we serve each individual AOP student local SIG or program, if you will, that is currently set up at their respective university. So just for example, you know, at my school, University of St. Augustine, we have an AOP student local program, actually two of them. And I serve as a conduit between the AOP student local program and AOP as a national student board. So we kind of oversee activities in some kind of way, but we build that channel of communication in between each university and the activities that they're actually performing as a SIG, quote unquote. Each SIG has its own rhythm, if you will, but we kind of fall under the same umbrella. We just happen to be the governing body, if you will, for the AOP student SIGs.
That sounds great. And in your answer, you mentioned local SIG groups. What does the process look like for students who want to start up their own AAMP student local SIG?
Yeah, it's a fairly simple process. So there's an application involved. One of our newly elected members helped us kind of formalize that, and we're trying to create a little bit more user-friendly processes for this type of application. And so if you're student A from university and you're looking to start up your own student local SIG through AAMP, you fill out an application. You can submit it to either us or the front office at office@aamp.org. And basically, it asks you a series of questions. One of the big things is having your own executive board, which comprises of president, vice president, secretary, and of course, your fellow who is going to be your AAMP or your faculty sponsor at your university. So that's a real pivotal point, because those are the individuals that, you know, your professors in the academic setting that are going to basically mentor you as an AAMP student local program in conjunction with the AAMP student SIG that kind of oversees everything. And that's pretty much the gist of it. Up until recently, you know, we were trying to go back and look at some of the forms and things that we could utilize to best suit student interests. And, you know, most recently we created a press kit, and that kind of gives a students who are interested in starting their own AAMP student local program some history about AAMP as a whole, you know, some of the founding members and the current AAMP student board. And it kind of gives some basic requirements that, you know, we would like each AAMP student local program to follow as they matriculate and go about increasing activities at their respective university.
And I assume as a group, you have activities on your to-do list. What is the AAMP student SIG currently working on?
Right now, we are diligently working on revitalizing all aspects of the SIG for continued growth. So we're in a bit of a transition phase. You know, prior to, you know, the pandemic, things were in full swing, and there was, you know, a different AAMP student board at that time. But now, since we're kind of recovering from all of, you know, the challenges that we face through the pandemic, we're trying to create leadership opportunities for the interim to help establish elections that are to take place here towards the end of the summer, which is really important, because that's pretty much our primary focus right now for the interim. Is we want to really set up a solid foundation for continued success and growth. And that kind of takes place at ground zero, if you will. So that's where we're at right now. We're in a phase of revitalization, and we're trying to take things to new heights. So everybody's working really hard behind the scenes. And I would say one of the important factors is the support that we've had from the AAMP board and many, if not all, the fellows, especially in the academic settings, to see this through, because you can consider, you know, the AAMP student SIG and all the AAMP student members as a lifeline, if you will, to the future progression of this academy. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. We're really looking for students that are interested in either the interim positions. You know, we have two positions right now that are available: Director of Communications and Conference Chair. So anyone student out there is listening, you know, please contact us. I'll give you that contact information at the end of this podcast. But yeah, we're setting things up for the future, and we're looking forward to students that are currently active as AAMP student members to want to be a part of that election process.
And speaking to that point, if there are any active or current fellows listening, any professors, anybody with connections to programs, whether they work there or it's their alma mater, I would also encourage those individuals to reach out to students, because, you know, from a personal standpoint, I can tell you, I had no idea what AAMP was when I was a student. While I'm sure many students are aware of AAMP, there have to be at least an equal number that aren't. And I think that means that those of us like myself that are already involved in the academy, we can be the trigger or the catalyst that allows for an expansion of these ideas. And adding on to that point, as you're moving out of the current transition phase that you just described that the special interest group is in, what are the future plans of the AAMP student SIG?
Yeah, so once we establish elections and we've been able to elect a new executive student board for the future, Our goal is to ultimately get everything back to where it was before in terms of restoring activities at each previously held AOMP student local program, which has been kind of tricky recently because everybody has been kind of in this limbo period. So some groups were active and some groups maybe not so active. So we're trying to really reestablish that connection, if you will. And that's something that we look forward to as far as the newly elected National Student Board. And with that, we're looking for growth. You know, we would love to see more growth at individual DPT programs. Like you mentioned, Dr. Schaefer, not everybody knows what AOMP is. You know, I've come into this situation plenty of times. It's not uncommon that students don't necessarily know what AOMP is or the benefits of AOMP in the history. So a big part of that is education, and that is something that we look forward to. You know, we've had some schools reach out to us about ideas about webinars recently, and that's something that's in the back of our mind. So that way we can make things a bit more inclusive and diverse and then kind of spread our wings, if you will, and help grow the AOMP student local programs across the nation. That's one ultimate goal that we really want to see is growth and further education and fostering of student involvement.
I think that's a great plan for moving forward. And for our next question, I'd really be interested in hearing about what your own personal experience has been as the AOMP Student SIG president.
It's been great, to say the least. You know, we kind of hit the ground running. We spoke about a little bit of the work that's been involved, but everybody's been working as a team. So my hat's off to everybody who's been a part of this process up until this time and who will continue to do so. But from my personal point of view, this whole process has given me a greater reach to serve fellow students across universities who share the same interest in AOMP. But it's also given me a chance to really provide education to those who aren't quite sure what AOMP is and kind of increase the advancement of orthopedic manual physical therapy. Because I think one thing that's interesting and everybody has to kind of realize is, you being a fellow, you probably know this, but the academy is a very unique, special area of physical therapy. There may not be fellows out at every university to help provide education, but we can serve as a conduit to that, you know, going out to different schools and educating them. And that's kind of where my experience is at, is having that opportunity to go out and educate the general public, if you will, of PT students who have maybe not had a moment to actually hear a little bit about AOMP and perhaps shine some light on the academy and some of the things that it's up to, and just really kind of go from there and use that as a channel for student inclusion, collaboration, you know, and just basically help create a foundation of diverse student involvement.
And as we're preparing to come to an end here, what's your takeaway message when it comes to the Student SIG?
The Student SIG is, how can I say it? It is a vessel for student communication and opportunity. So if anybody's listening out there, you know, at the end of the day, we're all trying to achieve the same goals. And whatever path of success you're trying to outline in your own life as a student, just merely getting involved, even at the local level, can have a profound effect on one's academic life. And this kind of goes back to what I mentioned in the very beginning, is the takeaway for me as a student is being able to just, you know, mix it up with individuals like yourself, like we're doing this podcast right here. And it's an opportunity for us to gain insight into other areas that we may not necessarily have been able to do in a traditional academic setting behind the classroom. So at the end of the day, you know, getting involved and taking that next step, whether you feel maybe not as secure or confident in it, is just an opportunity for you as a student to kind of get in there and shake things up a little bit.
And lastly, for those who want to reach out to you in the SIG, are there any social media accounts or other ways to get involved that I can link to in the show notes for our listeners to easily find?
Sure. You could contact our front office at office@aomp.org. You could reach me directly. That's Steve Rodriguez at s.rodriguez1@usa.edu. And of course, you can reach out to us, like and share on our social media at Instagram at @AOMP_SSIG or Twitter at @AOMP_SSIG.
As I said, I'll be sure to link to those in the show notes. And Steve, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you for joining us today. Also, thank you for the work you're doing as the president of the AOMP Student Special Interest Group. And perhaps most importantly, I wish you success as you're about to finish your DPT studies and join the profession as a licensed healthcare provider.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on, and good luck to all the other students out there. Please reach out to us. Thank you.
This has been a production of the American Academy of Orthopedic Manual Physical Therapists. You can learn more about the Academy by visiting our website at aaompt.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for our acronym, AAOMPT. The views and opinions expressed on the AOMPT podcast are those of the interviewers and interviewees and do not represent the official position of AOMPT. The information presented should not be used as personal healthcare or clinical practice advice. If you need to find an expert orthopedic physical therapist near you, then check out the Find a Fellow feature under the Public Resources tab at www.aaompt.org, which you can find in the show notes.